here's a story from The World.
Thousands of women are in detention camps in northern Syria. They are the wives and widows of ISIS fighters. Their homes are far away in Europe and Central Asia, but they're raising their children in tent cities controlled by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. Some women have escaped. They hire human traffickers to smuggle them out and pay them with money raised through crowdfunding campaigns in the camps. Vera Mironova is a writer based in Vermont. She's the author of From Freedom Fighters to Jihadists. Vera, you've also been to northern Syria, where a lot of these camps are. The biggest detention camp, in fact, is in this area. Can you tell us about the conditions in these detention camps generally?
Those are detention camps where more than 100,000 ISIS-affiliated families are located. So, of course, as anything of that scale, it's very hard to ensure a good quality living, basically. On the other side, those camps are not the worst refugee camps, let's say, in the world. So, you know, it's not pleasant there. It's not a five-star living, but compared to other temporary accommodation of same kind, they're quite livable.
So I know the women there come from many places around the world, some from countries that will not allow them to return because of their allegiance to ISIS at one point. Can you just introduce us to, say, one woman who has escaped from a camp, and where did she escape to?
She was not a high-level ISIS at all. Her husband was killed, so she was living in a camp, but then her parents helped her with money to escape, and she went to Idlib, where she lives now, but because Idlib is not exactly friendly to ISIS women from camps, she is trying to get married with a local foreign fighter in order to be legitimate.
Do you have any news about her escape?
I mean, she escaped. It's like a 2 days event, right? So she's living already for like a year in Idlib. I would approximate that so far, thousands of women escaped from camps in northern Syria, the foreign women. So their first destination is Idlib, which is under control of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham right now. And then they could stay there or proceed to Turkey and other countries through Turkey. In Turkey, there is a big group of women who escaped and went to Turkey in order to surrender to their home country embassy. So their home country refused to take them from camp, but by law, they could not refuse if the person who is wanted shows up at the embassy. So that's basically how they were taken home.
How many of the women who escape have children and see that escape is the only way for their kids to have a somewhat good chance of leading a decent life?
I mean, approximately 99% of women in the camp have kids from 1 to 7. And also, we should not forget that some of them have not their own kids, but they also take care of orphans of women and men who died fighting for ISIS.
So the crowdfunding aspect of this is kind of fascinating, raising money to pay a trafficker to get these women out of these detention camps. Just describe briefly how it's done.
Because it's so easy to start crowdfunding, there is a lot of competition between them. So right now you have more women asking for money than those willing to donate, right? So they have to become interesting. For example, if they're starting their own channel on Telegram, they need first, before they ask for money, they need to increase numbers of subscribers. So they are choosing a particular niche. For example, members from Baghouz, the last stronghold of ISIS, or news from the camp, or religious advices, and so on. So they're taking... they're kind of becoming like a newspaper, let's say. So when number of followers is big enough, that's when she starts asking for donations.
Do the women inside the camp ever make the classic kind of crowdfunding video to convince people to contribute?
Absolutely. There are a couple of YouTube channels coming from Al-Hol for that purpose.
Al-Hol, that's one of the camps.
They do videos. They do audio, everything. They're very sophisticated now. They really are.
Right. And where are these crowdfunding pitches actually posted?
Facebook, Telegram channels.
So kind of the classic places where you would do a crowdfunding campaign.
Absolutely, like nothing different. I know at least two women who started crowdfunding on a GoFundMe platform.
Vera, you've written that some women in the camps will never be able to go home. And yet they're fundraising. Why do you think that is?
I know one woman who is getting money from Europe, from a guy who supports ISIS in Europe. And she does not want to escape. No, she's waiting for her government to take her home. And she's not pro-ISIS anymore. Mm. But she was like, I have to pretend that I'm ISIS because I need to feed my kids.
Oh. Vera Mironova is the author of From Freedom Fighters to Jihadists. She's been telling us about women and families of foreign fighters crowdfunding to pay for their escape from detention camps in Syria. Vera, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.